Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
packing a swag.
Oh, well done, Grace God! Well done!
Thank you so much.
Now, the new motto of the show is pack a swag.
Pack a swag.
After we discovered today while we were... You're right, mate?
Sorry, no, really shocked.
I just got a message.
You got a message, did you?
I
didn't get a message.
The message is an eggplant.
Oh. What?
And you'll find out. This is something that... This is a running thing. But it means it's good.
For all of us or just you?
Oh, no, Nace get the dick pic. It wasn't an actual eggplant. It was a penis.
Yeah.
You can't... Well, actually, I've said it. You can say that.
You can say it. It's a podcast.
On the podcast.
But penis is fine. Penis is a normal...
Anatomical.
What? You can't... All right, you can say penis, but you can't say whatever that is.
You okay, can't say anatomical.
The reason I'm also saying penis, not just because of Nate's text message, is... So, yeah, we pack a swag, yes. A new saying of the show.
Yep.
And there is a lot of willy chat during Gossip Grace.
It's a willy good show. It's,
can I just say...
No, you can say it if you want, mate. It's your show. Say whatever you
I've
want.
I said penis. Pack a swag, new saying of the show. We sold the... If you listen to this on the mainland, I know we have a lot of listeners from there. They don't call themselves the mainland. They're just the rest of Australia. There's some issues with accommodation for Dark Mofa. We solved that by packing a swag. And then after that,
I really want this to be the slogan of the show.
Pack a swag.
I'm gonna get sound effects of all three of the same pack a swag.
Yeah.
Let's
my favourite
t-shirts.
Part is when Nace tried to describe something and I just said pack a swag
for about a few times, 30 minutes. Yeah.
And I realised, am I wrong? Fun to say.
It's so fun to say.
But also, just really quickly, Timothy Chalamet, I'm not batting, you know, for that team, but geez, he's a good-looking rooster.
He jawline.
If I was.
Chiseled.
I reckon, you know, a lot of
people... He could get me over the line.
I reckon a lot of people say, like, good-looking roosters, like Zac Efron, people say he's a good-looking rooster. And actually, a really popular one would be Harry Styles.
See, Harry Styles and Timothy Chalamet are in the same basket for me.
Oh, I think Timothy Chalamet is, like... Above. Like
no.
Quite, I think
no.
There's a gap.
You reckon?
There's a gap.
They
are
same basket, but Harry's slightly above.
Oh, so you're a Harry fan.
Yes.
I think I'm a Tim fan.
Really?
Mm.
I'll tap, mate. I'll just pick up either of those baskets. Hunt them on. Doesn't matter whoever's in the basket.
But...
Both baskets.
You know.
I'm one of those guys walking around Coles with two baskets.
Yeah, and a swag.
It's not going to get better than that.
No, it's not.
Enjoy the picture.
See you guys.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, Tuesday. Yes, indeed, Jim. The train pulling out of the station once again. Your platform, it's Hit 100.9. And your boys are back, driving the train. If you missed us yesterday, if you're like, oh, they're not back until next week. No, we were back yesterday, but we're here again.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We've been invited back today, but, you know, who knows?
The fickle nature that is radio, mate. We could be flicked today.
True story, Nathan. I have a dinner with the head of the company tonight. So,
yeah, the big boss.
Yeah, we don't know what that's about.
Dinner's boss. We're paying.
So we want to be back tomorrow.
Mm. I'm going to be taking the company card for an absolute ride.
Yeah.
Speaking of trains, you know what I mean? We're stopping at all stations. Red wine, white wine, cocktails.
Yeah, everything. Entrees, mains, desserts.
Just keep it coming. I think we're going to Barwa. So,
Barwa's good too. Have you been recently?
I haven't been recently.
No.
I haven't been since, because don't they have bidets now? Clean your bottom.
You said that, but I went there recently because they've done an extension.
I'm only going off what I've been told.
Oh, there's an extension at the back, and I went to two bathrooms.
Yeah.
I actually sent a photo of me in one of the bathrooms to you and producer Grace.
The ripped photo.
And,
I remember that.
I did not see any bidets.
You didn't see any bidets?
No.
When was that? Because that was only recently, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was only a month ago.
So, yeah.
Damn. Because I was told on good authority.
Have you ever used a bidet?
No, never. That's why I was so excited to go to Barwa.
No, it's not that.
Have you used one?
Yeah.
Did you? You know,
it's
clean
water
your
going in your thing.
Yeah, but
your clacker.
It's different though, isn't it?
It's not
you
fun.
Try everything once.
It's not for, I did. I tried it. Not for me.
Not for you?
No.
Yeah, but I want to give it a go.
Because then it's all wet. You know what I mean?
Isn't it a towel or something? No.
There's a guy in there with a towel.
Yeah. You know how, sometimes in Europe or the States,
there's someone in the bathroom.
They'll give you a mint.
There's no guy in the bathroom.
Pat your bottom? No, he doesn't.
No, there's no one patting your
so
bottom.
So what are you supposed to do?
To be fair, when I used a bidet once, it was in a hotel I was staying in. Yeah. So I was there.
Oh, okay.
But I used a towel. But then I'm like, but I'm like, now what do I do with this towel? It's a butt towel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I thought they had specialised butt towels next to the bidet.
Maybe it was.
See, I don't know because I've never used a bidet and I was looking forward to using it tonight.
It's very invasive.
They don't have them. Very invasive.
Yeah.
Well, it's only invasive if you let it be invasive, really, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I opened up.
But why? Why did you do that?
The water's going to clean it. That's what I thought.
Yeah, well, no wonder. I thought you just kind of,
splash it.
I thought
it
was one of those, you know, those sprinklers that go move around. You know, I mean, not a jet. You're not putting out a fire.
You click a button and it goes.
It's like that's what happens before the bidet.
I don't know.
We are getting fired. So.
Yeah, maybe. We just did bidet chat for 5 minutes to kick the show off. Can't wait to see them, didn't I? What did you guys do on the show today? Well, we kicked it off with mentioning we're going to take you for a ride at dinner and then use the bidet.
Yeah. And then our boss will be like, Dave will be like, oh, there's a bidet here. Can't wait to use it.
I've never used one before. Nath, you know we love studies on this show. We always bring them to the show, chat about them. You know, look at this. Study. Yeah, there's always some study going on, some scientist somewhere studying something.
Well, that's their job, mate. They're just researching stuff.
And sometimes I think, and I think you'd agree, that they study things that maybe don't need to be studied. We already know the answer.
Absolutely. I feel like most of the time they are.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring you a study from the University of Oxford, which I'd argue is probably one of the most famous universities in the world.
Top tier, mate. Top tier.
And I think they've done a study, mate, that did not need to be done. But I'm not mad about it.
Are you an anti-vaxxer? Are you talking about Pfizer?
Are there 5G chips in my vaccine? No, they did a study. I don't think it needed to be done, but I'm not mad about it.
Okay.
So they did a study of alcohol's effect on the brain. And they
hasn't this been done to death?
But they did one just on a couple of drinks. So they had a theory that even after a couple of drinks, you're not as quick as you are when you're not drinking.
Well, you know, this was used in like 3 or 4 ads.
Remember
the guy playing pool?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think, though, that even... You could hand me a couple of beers and I'll be like, not firing as quick as I...
No, we know that.
So, again, I don't think this is a study that needed to be done. But I'm about it because this is my favourite part. So they asked for volunteers because they needed people to have a couple of beverages.
Okay, and probably what, get paid to do it?
Yeah,
great. I like that. I love science, have I forgot to say that? They're good science, guys.
Okay, we're doing the show from the University of Oxford, producer Grace, give him a call. So they didn't get paid for it, but they got free alcohol.
Even better.
Okay, and this is another thing that we talk about studies, is like how many people did they study, you know what I mean?
You need a proper cross-section.
You need a lot of people, right? So... 25,378 students at the University of Oxford put their hand up and volunteered for this.
Are you kidding? That's Oktoberfest. They just put on Oktoberfest.
And they all got a couple of free drinks just to see the effects.
They just put on a party for 25,000 people. That's what they've done. This isn't a test. 2 free drinks on entry. We do that every couple of months. Bit of old school mileage, Jim. Love that. See you again.
No, tomorrow there.
100.9.
I do love Oscar Murray.
Murray? God.
Oscar Murray.
I thought, all right, we may as well tell everybody what happened. This was playing, and off air, Jimmy said to me, bit of old school Miley.
Yeah, but I was kind of looking at my computer. I was looking at something, and I just
kind of said under your breath.
I went, Oscar Murray.
And then I thought you'd said, I just called Murray. And then I said, who's Murray?
said, the Wiggle.
You said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So this is what happens off air. Especially between the 6 and 7, you know, we're kind of fine.
6 and 7, yeah, you're in for a treat, Hobbs, because this is where anything can happen. We really plan 7 and 8. 6 is just kind of winging it.
Oh, flying by the seat of our faces.
One of the favourite things that Nathan and I do, producer Grace, you come to the studio, is Nathan and I each and every morning figure out what producer Grace looks like. And look, there are a lot of things thrown around this morning.
Yeah. I can't agree on one.
You got it. It's the chick who works at the library.
Yeah, she's a librarian. Not the librarian.
Not librarian.
The assistant to
the
librarian.
She works at the library, yeah.
Yeah, but she's cute, right?
Well, yeah. She's there as a temp job. She's probably studying at uni.
You ever seen someone who like looks cute, but you're like, you know, with a better set of clothes, put your hair down. You know those movies where they like...
Oh, yeah, where the girl takes her glasses off and pulls her hair down.
Yeah. What, Miss Congeniality?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grace Lou Freebush.
Or even...
What?
Beg your pardon?
That's her name.
Jesus. Or Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Which is another one.
Yeah. What's her name?
Oh, careful.
Mia Thermopolis.
Beg your pardon?
I am getting librarian. Yeah.
I reckon, because we've thrown up. Okay, so Grace, describe what you're wearing.
Look, I'm wearing a little collared shirt. It's a cute little silky moment, and a knitted jumper over the top. I wanted to look professional today.
Oh, you look professional?
Mm.
If you're in a library.
Library, Nathan. Anyway, I'm so sorry, but I didn't bring that book back today.
It's all right.
Is there going to be any fees?
No, I'll scratch the fees for you.
Oh, yeah. What else can you scratch?
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age.
Yes, it is Jimmy Nace Age Game. Everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. We get it wrong. Hobart, you win. Very easy game for you to win. 13, 10, 60 if you want to play.
Yeah, and I am adding up the difference between your guesses and our caller's actual age to give you a score for the end of the year. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall score wins. Jimmy's sitting at a difference of 71 years. Nath has a difference of 77. Last time we played, Nath, you were only off by 1 year. But I have a bit of a fun fact.
Okay, fun fact. We love a fun fact on
the
show.
This time last year, almost to the day, 26th of May 2020, Jimmy was at 71 years difference, which is the exact same difference.
Wow, that is a great fact.
However, Nath was at only 68.
Let's not focus on that. let's focus on the fact that
Jimmy's doing exactly the same as last year.
That's actually
really good this time.
Which means I'm doing real bad. So you're performing you're consistent.
Consistent.
And I've really dropped off a cliff. Okay, right. Okay.
So my teachers would say about me when I was at school too, consistent. You know what I mean? Consistently average, but you know.
Yeah.
Consistent.
But in this case, you're not average.
That's what I got my report card. Consistent.
Yeah,
and
consistent.
Talkative.
Yeah, I got talkative as well. Did you get talkative? No, you were a teacher.
Pleasure to have in class.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would have.
You used to buy apples and
no,
stuff.
No, I didn't used to buy apples. I used to
sit. Where'd you sit in the class up the front?
Yeah, but also I was like the only left-handed kid, so I had to sit like on the left so I didn't bump elbows with anyone.
No one sat next to you either, did they?
No, I had to sit on the end so that
that's what they didn't bump elbows. You're a right-handed.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age.
Right, mate? Oh. I was looking at something else and got completely distracted and then just lost time. And then I panicked halfway through and I tried to fix it. And oh, God, so much. You know, so much went wrong that trying to fix it actually made it worse.
Sometimes during radio that I wish we were always filming. Because if you've seen our videos, we're not always filming the studio. But I just wish I had your face in because you realised before
panicked.
It happened,
your
face went, oh, no.
And then you went, and then, I should have just left it and you wouldn't have even noticed.
No, if you didn't clap.
You wouldn't have even noticed. Clapping, and it was so bad, it made it worse. Oh, God. Anyway, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. Today, playing. Hello, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're going all right, Nat. What are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
About to be on your way to work.
What are you?
I'm pulled over. So.
Good on you, Nat.
Thank you, Nat.
We're not holding you up, are we, Nat?
No, we're all good. I don't start till 7:30.
What do you do for work, Nat?
I'm a child carer.
Child care, it's important.
One of the good guys.
Do you like children?
Yep. I love it.
Okay, that's right.
It's good. You do need to like children. Which
you
said,
really do.
I've met people. They do a job, but they don't like what they do.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
No.
I hate this.
No, I definitely love my job.
Oh, good on you, Nat.
Nate hates radio.
I hate talking into the radio.
Talking
into the radio when I'm sitting in my car, scream at it.
And I go, Nate, we're going to be in the studio for it to work.
Okay, I thought it was around the other way. Nat, what do you like to do on the weekend?
Like spend time with my family, a lot of camping.
Nice.
And getting out and about.
Outdoorsy, Nat?
Yeah.
Okay, how many, you got kids?
I've got one little girl.
One little girl, congratulations.
What's her name?
Her name is Lacey.
Lacey, great name, great name.
When you like to go camping, Nat, what kind of stuff do you like to do?
Motorbike, riding, fishing, exploring.
Good on you, Nat.
Where's your favourite place to go camping in Tassie?
Probably Lake Echo, only because that's where I've always gone camping when I was a child, and we go there every Easter with the family and motorbike riding. Just a lot of space,
memories.
Not many people there.
Nice. Yeah, good memories there growing up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. Nat, have you broken any bones?
Yes, I broke my arm when I was in kindergarten. I fell out of a wheelbarrow my first day at kinder.
Your first day, you broke your arm.
Why were you in a wheelbarrow, Nat?
Because me and my brother were playing wheelbarrow races in the morning.
Nat, is that what inspired you to be a childcare worker to make sure kids are better looked after? All right, you got enough from Nat, Jim?
Yeah, that's
enough. All right, stay there, Nat. We're going to try and figure out your age.
We've got Nat from Talcott on the phone. She's waiting to go to work because she's pulled over.
Yeah, we're holding her up. But she loves her job, which is good.
Oh, loves her job as a child carer. She spent the weekend with the family camping. She has a little girl, Lacey. Now, when she is camping, she loves to go motorbike riding, fishing, exploring. Her favourite place to go in Tassie is Lake Echo. And when she was a child, and the reason now she works in childcare is she broke her arm the first day there, and she let, I'll never let another child break their arm.
Good on her. It's often something that happens which inspires you to want to make change.
Oh, isn't it? I used to listen to shit radio.
Now you decide to make it.
I went, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, all right.
Can't be hard.
Again, not confident. I don't reckon I've been confident this year.
No, I honestly
with any
haven't.
Age. I do have an age.
I've
for
written
Nat.
Something down.
All right. We've said the same age. Okay, we've both locked in 28. Nat, we're going to come back to you. Nat, both Jimmy and Nath, we have both said 28. Are you 28 years old?
No, I'm 26.
Oh,
but you've done a good job.
That
is a good effort.
Nat, thanks for the encouraging feedback.
That's nice, Nat. You're very positive.
We never get this. Can we give Nat something, Grace?
I think we've got an extra set of Joker's tickets from yesterday.
Do you want some Joker's tickets, Nat?
Joker's tickets? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, Nat, just a sec. Producer Grace, were you doing your makeup while we were playing that game?
Yes.
Hey, Nat, I know you love your job, but do you want to... What do you think about producing a radio show?
I don't wear makeup at school because it's not like little children. I work in the baby's room, turn around and say, why don't you have a face of makeup on today?
Wait, someone said that to you?
No, the children don't, so that's why I don't wear makeup to work.
Jimmy and Nath do.
No, we don't!
Tuesday morning, Nath, and that can only mean that the radio's about to get sexier.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Jolly Tilly!
Oh, boy, slightly sexier, slightly sadder after that intro music.
Yeah, it didn't quite suit the sexy description, did it?
No, maybe sort of like crying and sexy at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds like us, Tommy.
That's what my ex said, I couldn't be both. That was always just sad.
Tommy, we've had a week off, mate. We've absolutely missed you. How are things? How was last week without your boys?
Oh, it was really tough. And then I found out you guys were croc wrestling in the Northern Territory and cotton farming in Goondiwindi. I was like, these guys don't muck around when they're on holidays.
Nah, we're always hard at work, mate. Always hard at work.
We are seeing Australia. We're getting out and around it, mate.
Go big, Australia. Yeah, go.
Yeah, you're like, where's the big dollars like Hamish?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You know what we're trying to do, Tom? We're trying to be Hamish and Andy.
Yeah. Each and every day, and we fail.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them. You need those tourism dollars kicking in. Every time I see Hamish and his partner doing those big ads, I'm like, how much did they get paid for that?
Wasn't it like 7 million?
What?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly 7 million.
I think it's big.
Yeah. Tommy, let's do the show from a different state. You know what I mean?
Great idea. Uluru.
Love that.
Kakadu.
Oh, awesome. I feel like Tommy's car would be a lot bigger than ours, though.
That's Tommy's a bit more famous. Tommy, you take us with you.
I'll loop in my manager.
What's on the briefing today, Tommy?
The headlines are dominated by this COVID situation in Victoria, and I imagine you guys are in Hobart are just like, hang on a minute, do not ruin Dark Mofo. That's all we ask,
please,
right?
Please don't.
Yeah, they've got 4 community cases there, and that's the first after 86 days of no community transmission. So it's a bit of a worry. It started with this guy in his 70s, and now 3 of his close family contacts have got it as well. And the main problem is that they don't know how. They think it might have been related to this case that came from Adelaide Hotel Quarantine earlier this month, but basically they don't know. So anyone who's been to this particular Nando's, a swimming pool, a Woolies, and a few other venues, it's funny how people get shamed for where they've been and when these cases come up. There was a case in Sydney recently where this guy had been to four barbecue shops and then a butcher, but he hadn't even landed the purchase on the barbecue. So everyone's like, what was going on with this guy?
That. The guy was in Nando's, some cheeky, cheeky COVID. You know?
Yeah, thankfully in Victoria, they've been able to, you know, resist the urge to put the whole city into lockdown, which I think a lot of Melbournians will be thankful for. But it'll be very interesting to see where it goes from here, guys.
What is the process like? I mean, I'm assuming it would change all the time, Tommy, but for someone who has spoken to people who do this stuff, with the contact tracing, how does it work? How do they possibly establish links? Is it just literally interviewing the person who has been infected and then trying to retrace each and every one of their steps?
Yeah, it's a very manual process of calling these people and taking down notes on where they've been and who they've been in contact with. They'll also get the data out of the check-in app that they're using in Victoria, sure, and they'll work that in as well. But yeah, apparently they, when there's an outbreak, they pull in different members of different parts of the health department and they all get to work just working the phones and calling contacts of contacts and then trying to piece the story together. So it's an amazing scramble. But yeah, I'm equally amazed about how just manual this process is.
So could it literally be one person either not checking in or not telling the entire truth, and that could be the missing link that could literally resolve a lot of the COVID issues?
Yeah, that's right. So wow, it's really important that people check in and that they're honest when they get the phone call as well. But yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll find out. There was the barbecue guy in Sydney. They never actually found out how they worked out which strain it was that he got, and it was the same as a guy that had returned from overseas and gone into hotel quarantine, but they never worked out what the link was between hotel quarantine and this guy. So it could have been someone working at the hotel. It could have been someone involved in the transport, and you know, it could be the same situation in Victoria where this guy coming across from Adelaide, somehow he transmitted the virus in a way that we don't understand. Also on the briefing this week, we're going to cover the Bitcoin mayhem.
Yeah.
I know that's what you guys were mostly doing on your holidays, just selling out your positions of Bitcoin, knowing that there was a big drop coming.
Yeah.
Obviously pretty tapped in with what's going on, calling Elon. And
yeah, we watched Saturday Night Live and I got rid of my Dogecoin. I just felt it was the right time.
Yeah. Sell.
Yeah. Bit of a hustle, apparently. But yeah, it's come off 50% in the last 2 weeks. Slight bounce today, but it's all over the shop.
Is that why, Tommy, you're so interested in doing a Tourism Australia, right? Because you need to refund yourself after losing all that cash.
Yeah, I'm in big trouble, boys.
I wondered how we got Tom Tilley on this show.
Go big Australia, go big trouble Australia. All right, Tommy Tilley from The Briefing, of course. It's available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search The Briefing podcast. Tommy, it's good to have you back on the show, mate.
You too, boys.
Nath, apparently most accommodation operators around Hobart are reporting they are fully booked.
Done.
For the weekend of Dark Mofo.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Yep. Especially with when Dark Mofo released all the events, the things that are happening, it all just bang. Mainlanders.
I think even pre-releasing of the events, people had already booked.
No, that's when it booked.
That's when
people already booked, and then there were some people obviously waiting to see what was on, and as soon as that happened, gone.
Picked up all that was left.
Now, this is so an extra 900, how about this for a fact, an extra 940 hotel rooms have opened in the Hobart area since 2016.
Mm, that's huge. So it's we've been to about 400 different hotel openings. Vibe, Crown, Hobart City Apartments.
Yeah.
Movenpick.
Yeah. Oh, we have. If it's four.
I'll tell you what, if you want to open something, we'll be there. We'll go to the opening of a bloody envelope, won't we? Cut the ribbon.
Free drink and free food.
Oh, mate. Grace, what about when you and I, we went and had champagnes at Hobart City Apartments?
That was so much fun. We have to do that more often.
And we had some sushi.
Yeah.
It was like 11 o'clock. We were walking back down Bathurst Street absolutely buzzed.
Is this how hard you two were when I'm not here?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
We went hard, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, they were like, champagne on arrival. We'll take three.
What happened at the hotel?
Oh, we stayed the night. It was a big...
See, apparently everything's booked out, even Airbnbs. Obviously, it is a big weekend, especially during winter. Dark Mofo being a little bit shorter as well this year. So,
yeah.
The place to be. Nath, I know you and I, we got friends on the mainland of...
My house is booked out.
Yeah, my house is booked out.
We've got people on the floor. You got people on your floor as well.
Producer Grace's house is booked out.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not charging, though, which is a shame.
Yeah, it should be.
Could be earning some coin.
Yeah. So I thought I could solve this problem for the people out there that may have friends or family coming, or they may know of someone coming down. 131060 Hobart, you got any room at yours?
Yep. Now, we're not saying you have to give it up. Just let us know if there is space and potentially for the right price.
Yeah, you just that dark mofo weekend, is there room at yours? Again, have you got space? You could say no, or you could call us and you could throw out a price.
Why not?
Hey, guys, I've got room at mine. At Latana, but it's going to be $400 a night.
Absolutely. And you know what? Because there are so many limited spaces, I reckon people would pay that.
Yeah.
People would pay that.
Apparently, there are people who have already booked their flights and booked stuff for Dart Mofa but don't have accommodation.
Someone might call and go on 131060 and go, you know what? I've got a big backyard. If someone brings a tent, more than welcome. More than welcome.
Pack a swag.
Absolutely.
Pack a swag.
I'll even provide a pillow.
Pack a swag.
Pack a swag. Say that again.
It's just fun to say.
Pack a swag.
Pack a swag. Grace, you do one. Pack a swag.
Pack a swag.
See?
Pack a swag.
Tell me that's not fun to
that
say.
That is fun to say.
Yeah.
Pack a swag. So, should we just go 131060, say pack a swag?
I mean, you can call us and say anything.
You can
really.
You really can say whatever you want.
Your mouth's open.
100%. We can't stop you.
Yeah, please don't call and say just anything. But.
Yeah. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Do you have room at your place?
Yeah, but right now, Nathan, just ask 131060, do you have any room at your house? I have a dark mofo. This is because apparently all of Hobart's accommodation is booked. It's booked up, mate.
It's all out, mate.
Shut up, shop.
Done.
Close the door. Mm-hmm. Pack a swag.
Pack a swag. Pack a swag. If you're coming down, know where to stay. Pack a swag.
Yeah. If you don't know what to do and you're coming to Hobart, if you're a mainlander listening to this, maybe live, you're streaming it on the listener app, you've downloaded the podcast on the listener app, pack a swag.
You know what? That's what the Tourism Tassie campaign should be. What? Come to Tasmania, pack a swag.
We are the
If
you want to see some of the, if you want to see some of the beautiful parts of Tasmania, Pack a swag.
You're mucking around, guys, having a bit of fun. All right, Rachel from Cambridge. Rachel, over the dark mofo period, you got room at your place?
Oh yeah, definitely, heaps of room.
Awesome. All right, talk us through where you live, Rach.
I live near Cambridge, and we have 6 children. We've got a dog. We've got 8 chickens and a rooster, so a built-in alarm clock. But we have spare mattresses, so
we can plenty of
room.
Would you be willing to charge people, Rach?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could make them do some, like, farm work, that's fine.
That's good.
Or some babysitting, Rach, to look after the kids?
Yeah, exactly.
Rachel,
that's right.
Would you have to share a room with one of the kids if you did come and stay at your place?
No, that's fine. Like, there's plenty of space outside. We can pitch tents and people can sleep outside, enjoy some nice, fresh country air.
So what you're saying, Rach, is they should have pack a swag.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you say it,
Rachel,
for me?
Can you say, come to Cambridge, but make sure you pack a swag?
I'd need a translator to say what you're saying, because I have no idea what you just said.
We're saying pack a swag.
Pack a swag.
No, they don't even need a swag. They can just sleep under the stars.
Oh, so you're saying you don't have to pack a swag?
No, don't have to bring anything.
Wow.
Okay.
Why would you just say pack a swag? Did we just come up with a catchphrase for the show? Jimmy, no, pack a swag. Kerry from Blackman's Bay. Kez, room at your place over dark mofo.
Well, my parents have gone away, and they have a room set up downstairs with an ensuite and a living room that they keep talking about putting on Airbnb, and they just haven't got to it. But their whole house is empty, so there's king bed, queen bed, double bed, bunks. So I'm thinking I could start their business for them.
Absolutely.
So, cash in.
So you're saying, Kerry, that if someone stayed at your parents' place, they wouldn't need to pack a swag?
They would not. There's plenty of space.
They wouldn't need to do what, Kerry?
Pack a swag.
We're gonna call her a glass of grace.
Grace.
Hey, Grace.
What really love it if you didn't do that.
Timothy Chalamet has been cast as a young Willy Wonka in an upcoming movie. Very exciting.
Another Willy.
Yes.
A young Willy.
A young Willy.
This one's called Wonka.
What do you want me to do to her?
You do that, you go blind.
According to Deadline, Timothy Chalamet will follow in the footsteps of Gene Wilder and Johnny Depp in an all-singing and all-dancing performance in a prequel inspired by Roald Dahl's book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This will be the first time we've seen Timothy Chalamet in a singing and dancing role.
Yeah, okay.
And I think this will be the turning point of whether I still continue to have a crush on him or not.
Oh, really? You think if he doesn't do a good Wonka?
Well, no.
Sorry, what do you want me to do with
it? If he doesn't do a good Willy, sorry. Then
no, I think it'll be Willy. Seeing him singing and dancing. He'll either go like number one in my books.
Willy, where are you putting that?
I can see him having a Jesus great Willy. Grace. I can see him having, sorry, being a good Willy.
Yeah.
Being a good Willy.
Being a good Willy.
He would be, yes. Look
absolutely.
At him. He just...
100, who's everyone's favourite out of Gene Wilder and Johnny Depp?
Timothy Chalamet. No, Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder,
yeah. The OG.
The OG movie, I'll be honest, is one of my favourite movies. I love that movie.
Terrifying, though. I think I used to have nightmares about it as a kid.
When the chick becomes a blueberry is a bit scary.
No, that tunnel scene where it's all like...
Don't spoil it. She becomes a big blueberry.
So the plot of Wonka will focus on the early years of Willy before he opened the factory.
The Willy factory.
The chocolate factory, obviously.
The early years of Willy.
And it's said to be released in 2023. Mm-hmm.
2023.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too.
This
me too.
Timothy. Chalamet as Willy.
Yeah, good. As I said, he'll be good Willy.
Yeah, it will be good. Good on you, Grace. Great, good gossip today, by the way.
No, it is.
No, not.
No, not.
That was good.
Thank you.
Pat yourself on
the
back.
Are you excited for Willy?
Yep.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.